Imagine when you mentioned the talk at the beginning in relation to the devas, I was taken somewhat by what you meant in relation. Is it imagery? Is it symbolism? Is it something that is tangible for some people? Or is it difficult to ascertain what that means? Particularly the talk around the heavenly minstrels and Nagas, yeah. I think, in the water and in the Badlands nearby. I'd just like you to say something more about that, please.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's part of it is that there's, you know, in the different, yeah, from in Buddhist cosmology, there's many different beings that that are immaterial that inhabit the sphere that we're in, and some of them are unfortunate. Some of them are fortunate beings, like so that where one calls on devas in terms of fortunate beings, and as I say, like beings of light, so that there's a brightness about them. But also then within that you've got, say, earth devas tend to be more like lower level nature spirits, but they're certainly around. The heavenly minstrels are a bit higher beings in terms of hierarchy in the cosmology. Nagas are can be either protective, or they can be destructive. Sometimes they can be forces for destruction as well. But then, and say in water and land, or, you know, sort of all around, and the so it's seen as these are for people. Some people they're very present and tangible, and as I said, for myself, they're just, I have to go on good faith that what other people tell me, very much a part of the Buddhist cosmology and from the time of the Buddha, and you know, many things that the Buddha talked about in terms of his teachings are not dependent on the cosmology. Doesn't mean that say one doesn't need to believe in this in order to realize the Four Noble Truths, Dependent Origination, Eightfold Path. Those are independent of the cosmology, which is really skillful. I think in the same way that I think one can just hold it kind of a loose way and say, okay, maybe, maybe not.
I just add, in terms of the recollection of the devas, that's one of the six recollections that the Buddha says is a good thing to contemplate to help uplift the mind, whether or not you've had experience with them, you know, and just recollecting that there are beings, according to the cosmology, that are born based on those virtuous behaviors. It's like a very high set of virtuous qualities that cause rebirth in that realm. And if you're feeling kind of down and, you know, upset or something like that, and sometimes just bringing that up as a recollection that, you know, just the beauty that there is in the cosmos, even if it doesn't feel like it's inside here, from beings who practice virtuously, and that there are these other beings who are kind of living that, the karma, the results of that karma, they're living that in these kinds of realms, can be something that's sort of like, oh, okay, well, there is goodness in the world.
Yeah.